Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Independence Day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana Best of Show, an Independence Day, July 4th spectacular, playing some of our favorite moments of this year so far. For the first 6 months, the best moments on our show in 2025. And there's no doubt the Stanley Cup champion, or I should say back-to-back Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers. Well, that was pretty cool. We had a lot of fun shows throughout the entire postseason run after they win Game 6 to secure Lord Stanley for the second consecutive year. We had some fun, man. We really did, all the way up until the parade. Hawk, Tobin, myself at Lulu's Bait Shack. That was a really, really awesome time at Fort Lauderdale Beach celebrating the Florida Panthers. But this segment here, and by the way, we're not doing any top of the hour headlines today. Hawk, Crowder, myself, Jimmy, all took the day off. This is a pre-recorded best of show. Take you up until 6. Plenty of laughs still to come, and then we'll all be back on Monday. So everybody enjoy the 4th of July holiday weekend. This segment is the day after the Panthers win the Stanley Cup. So Panthers win game 6. I believe it was a Tuesday night. Appel and I, Josh Appel, the de facto fifth member of the show, he and I were at the game. We did the show live there Tuesday. We stuck around. We were in the press box. We watched the Panthers hoist the cup. And then we were on the ice immediately after the game. And we got to interview a ton of players. And the following day, we came on the show and we played Hawk and Crowder those interviews. So this is that segment. Panthers fans, you're going to want to listen to this. If you missed those interviews, all the video is up on YouTube and on our social media, WQAM, or at Alex M. Solana on Instagram or on Twitter. But this is a segment where we actually play our conversations with Evan Rodriguez. And I even spoke with Vitek Vanacek, the backup goaltender, for some weird reason. But anyways, it was a really, really cool moment. And this was a segment of Appel and I sharing those interviews with Hawk and Crowder.
Solana and Appel, they did a great job on the ice yesterday interviewing players. This is right after they win their second Stanley Cup, and Solana and Appel are roaming the ice. Now, you know that Solana had a take at the beginning of the season about Brad Marchand. Like, is he going to be a playoff bum? He suggested he was going to be a playoff bum. And Solana got a chance to make things right with Brad Marchand yesterday after the game. This is such a great moment between the two of them, by the way, because I know Marchand has heard about this, obviously, afternoon drive and the flagship station for the Panthers. How long did you talk to him, Solana?
A lot while.
A lot while? Okay. I appreciate you playing off. But they're obviously, Brad Marchand is very aware of, you know, Solana's text to you and me, Crowder, where he said, what do we even know about this Marchand guy? I think he's going to be a playoff bum. And as I mentioned, he was very close to winning the Conn Smythe. He was just a few votes away from winning the Conn Smythe. So as luck would have it, Solana bumps into him on the ice after the game yesterday. And they had a moment together where they bury the hatchet. And it was just like, it was in the spirit of winning another Stanley Cup. You know what I mean? Where just like everything is fixed and everything is great. And so here is this moment between Brad Marchand and Alejandro Solana.
I never doubted him. Never doubted him. Never.
That's a great moment. Solana, I'm proud that you guys patched things up because it looked like he was touched by that moment, you know, where you let him know you never really doubted him. It was kind of a radio bit. So
Solana, you just pointed at his back and screamed.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah,
I gathered something different from that. Let's see that again, because I saw something completely different than what you're seeing, Crowder.
Never doubted him. Never doubted him. Never.
Yeah, that's a touching moment to me. The way that, I mean, I don't know. I think you did a great job there, Solana. And normally you don't get that kind of in-depth interview right on the ice, you know, where.
And we had to chase him down for that, too. We were weaving and bobbing through bodies on the ice to try and get that kind of access to Brad Marchand.
The payoff was there. Yeah, the payoff was there. Yeah, that is an exclusive interview. when I say interview, obviously, loosely, you were standing. He didn't even see you. He's turned the other way. Exactly. And you're about 10 feet from him. Right. But we all got the idea.
Did you tap him or shake his jersey?
No, that was the moment. You don't need more than what you got there.
I didn't know. I didn't know Brad Marchand is a moot. I mean, that's even more incredible what he's been able to do in hockey. Not being able to talk. I mean, how does he?
What?
A what? What is he?
A mute.
Just when he's hoping, let's not get a repeat of A Lot While, he has to break out. I didn't know he was a moot.
A moot.
Just can't help yourself.
I can't help.
Oh, boy.
You could say something like the question is moot.
A moot point.
But a person, right, a moot point, but a person is a mute.
Yeah.
Well, the game's so close, man.
Gave it a try.
Now, this I'm interested in hearing. This is Appel with Seth Jones. I saw Seth Jones at the Elbow Room, and everyone downstairs, you know, he's on the balcony, and everyone is chanting, "Thank you, Blackhawks." I was talking about it with DJ yesterday. We were watching the game. Like, imagine going from that franchise, which has just been in the dregs of the NHL, and midway through the season, you go to the Panthers, and then you win a Stanley Cup. Seth Jones. Yeah. Here's Josh Appel after the game with Seth Jones.
Stanley Cup champion. How does that sound?
Sounds perfect.
What was that moment like when you got to hoist the cup and skate it around this arena?
Yeah, I mean, the fans are cheering. It's as soon as you touch that thing, your heart rate spikes and your adrenaline takes over, and you're just in the moment, just trying to be in the moment, and you don't want it to end. It's just so special to be here right now.
What's the biggest thing you've learned about yourself since joining the Panthers?
Man, that's a deep question right now. I don't know. You know, I think there's been a lot of ups and downs the past few years, and wasn't playing my best hockey in that situation. And just happy that this organization and Bill Zito made the trade and went out on a limb and got me, and just tried to make the most of it. Just blessed to be in this arena right now, and and winning the Stanley Cup.
Look at that. Appel trying to have a Jim Gray moment on the ice with Seth Jones there.
Man, Gail King, I thought you were talking about just winning the cup. Good.
I mean, how many times? Oh, do you ever envision that you'd be? I did the. Did you ever envision you'd be winning the cup in this arena back to back like four times? So I had to switch it up a little bit.
No, that was
I love
good,
it.
Bro.
It's really good. It's what you guys did last night was really cool. Yeah. Here's Solana with Evan Rodriguez. I think some people say you look like Evan Rodriguez. So this is almost Evan Rodriguez interviewing.
I didn't know
Rodriguez.
Who to film.
Yeah.
Well, I did cut my beard. I was going to tell them, you know, people say we look alike, but I shaved my beard and I have the stash. So, but yeah, good looking dude, if I say so myself. Taste.
Pretty good. Huh? Yeah, a little dehydrated. Getting rehydrated. It was a tough one today. And yeah, happy to do it again.
Has it set in yet? Back to back to do it again in front of the home crowd?
No, this one definitely is setting in quicker than it did last year. You, a little bit easier at the end versus, 5-1 versus 2-1. And you got to take in the crowd, take in the moments, and just enjoy it a little bit more. And just trying to enjoy all this right now.
The way we cover the team, you guys have what we would call dynastic qualities. Three straight Stanley Cup appearances, two titles in a row now. But the way you guys approach this game, it doesn't seem like that was even a thought process. It just seemed composure from the very beginning, from morning skate today all the way through the end.
Yeah, today was we haven't done it all year. It's funny, but today was a TV timeout to TV timeout game. And that was our only focus. We started the game and it was get a good first 6 minutes, win the first six. And then it was win the next four, win the next four, win the next six. And it made it a lot easier for us because I think, you know, everyone wants it so bad, right? You're so close and you know the feeling, you know what comes with winning and you just want it so bad. And so simplifying it and just going straight to winning, you know, the TV timeout helped us a ton and we just kind of rolled from there.
Go party.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What did you buy, 1,000-foot wire?
Dude, that thing had a lot of slack.
Holy mackerel. I was getting hypnotized like, bouncing back and forth. Is that a 1,000-foot microphone cable?
It's actually 2,000. And shout out to the cameraman for backing up just enough so you could actually see it swaying.
I'm an on-camera guy.
Did you take it to the elbow room from the arena? Just leave it on the court?
It's actually still plugged in into my computer back at Amerit Bank Arena right now.
That's great.
They this say really Solana looks like him.
Oh, my God. If you see them face-to-face when he had his beard, it really was uncanny.
Solana, do that face that Rodriguez did during intros. That's how we'll really be able to tell. Remember in game one in Edmonton?
That's how we'll really be able to tell. Is there a question as to whether they're the same person or not? Here's Josh Appel with Carter Verhaeghe. I really like this stuff. Here's Josh with Carter Verhaeghe after the game.
Second consecutive Stanley Cup. When you signed with the Panthers, did you ever envision this?
No, I could never. Obviously, I'm just trying to sign and make myself a regular in the lineup. And, you know, to be able to get here 3 years in a row and win two is just an unbelievable feeling.
What was said in the room after game four? Because you guys came out in game five and tonight in game six and just put on an absolute clinic.
Yeah, I think not much. I think we just know our game. We love our game and we just played to it.
Good stuff. I mean, that's fun. Where's the interview with Appel and was it Dmitry Kulikov or
Mikola?
Nico Mikola, where do you just have the beginning of that? We'll listen to the whole thing. This is Josh Appel interviewing Nico Mikola, but I just want you to listen to the very, very beginning here.
Condor, Nico Mikola, congratulations, back-to-back Stanley Cups. Right,
the Condor, Nico Mikola. No one knows him as the Condor. What is that? No one. Did you make that up?
Paul Maurice. And you cut him off a little early because there's another little nugget in there right after that.
All right, play it again, man. I want to hear the interview with the Condor.
Condor, Nico Mikola, congratulations, D-bag. Back-to-back Stanley Cups. What does this moment feel like after winning it last year, going through the entire ringer again, and then getting to win in front of these fans one more time?
It's a dream come true again. A lot of sleepless nights, a lot of sweat, hard work, and like it's everything. Like it's mentally tough to be in this position, and like it's a dream come true for our own fans, and it's great.
Take us into the room after game four. Obviously did not end the way you guys wanted to, but you go to Edmonton, play what we like to call Paul Ball, win 5-2, you come back home, another great performance. What was said in the room, and kind of what was the mindset leading into these final two games of the series?
We knew it on a game five, we are a good road team, and we had the game four in our back, and we made a couple mistakes and didn't end up our way. Game five, we just keep it simple. We got a couple goals and won the game. And today we treated like in a game seven, and it was a pretty good game, I guess.
Awesome. Nico, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
He skated off and immediately said to somebody, he goes, "What mean condor? I think he insulted me."
What is Paul Ball?
No.
How do you reference yourself in an interview with somebody?
He locked eyes with me. When I said Paul Ball, he knew exactly what I meant.
The Stugats is strong in you, Appel. The Condor, Nico Mikola, is with us.
I mean, it's a great nickname.
That is a great nickname.
That is a massive human being.
That is because he makes Appel look small, and Appel is a big dude.
I push 6'4". I'm barely above his shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a massive man right there. I know he's big, but goodness.
Here's another badass dude. This is Appel after the game last night with Jonah Gadjevich.
Jonah, congratulations on winning the second consecutive Stanley Cup. First off, I want to start here because your line was brought in during the Toronto series. Paul Maurice talked about that plenty, but you became somewhat of a cult hero in this Stanley Cup final. Your shirt's all over a t-shirt. When you first signed here, did you ever envision this, what we're experiencing now?
Oh, man, definitely not. But, you know, I'll tell you, like, the first time stepping in the locker room, meeting the guys, meeting the staff, I knew that this was possible. You know, it's just such an incredible group, and, you know, we have a lot of damn fun here.
Obviously, you guys had a lot of fun last year as well, but you were a bigger part of this run this year. What does this mean to you to be as big of a part of this championship win?
Just fun to battle with the boys. You know, that's all any of us want. But, you know, I'm just so grateful for the opportunity. And, you know, it's just incredible.
I really love these. I'm so glad you guys were there to do this. But your shirt's a part of a T-shirt.
My hat has a hat.
I was just gonna say, do you want to hear the most awkward interview of the night?
There's worse.
That wasn't bad.
Please.
Yeah. So look, some of these are really good. Some are really bad. This one is probably the worst one. This is me.
Wait till 3:47 for this.
This is me trying to run a bit with Vitek Vanacek, the backup goalie. But he, I think there's a language barrier. He thinks I'm an idiot. This is how it goes. So they should have put you in the game today, right? At some point?
No, you know, like when Bob started and he's playing that amazing. If they probably tell me that, I will say I don't want to go because he's spreading really well, and then they will just do it for me, but I don't like that, you know?
You can be honest with me. They should have started you today. No, I'm just kidding. What, are you going to party tonight? Like, what does it feel like for you to be able to be a part of this?
I have no idea what's going to happen, but for sure I'm going to get some drinks. That's for sure.
Have you already had some drinks yet?
No, nothing.
Go get some drinks, man. Go. Yeah, go get some drinks. Congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, Solana, obviously, had nothing to ask Vitek Vanacek. Like, just, he had nothing to ask him because there's not much to ask him, by the way. He didn't play very much when he got here.
Solana, when you saw Vitek, you said, oh, I got to go talk to this guy.
I thought I could get him to say, yeah, they should have started me over Bob. Like, as a joke. As a joke, but he thought I was being serious. And then I tried to, I don't know.
Possible that you just ran over to him because you saw anyone in goalie's pads and you thought it might be Bobrovsky. And you got there and you're like, well, this isn't Sergei Bobrovsky. Should have asked him how they feel about when the fans chant night during the that would have been a good question.
Yeah. And that's good stuff.
I love that Mikula stuff.
They had a language barrier too, so yeah, you gotta expect it.
You talking about the condor?
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm going to flip your chair over if I wasn't in this wheelchair.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The third hour of the Hockman and Crowder and Solana Show, July 4th, best of, continues. Welcome back to 560 WQAM. So last segment, we celebrated back-to-back championships, the Florida Panthers. In the middle of a dynasty, what Zito's doing is absolutely incredible. This segment, we kind of do the opposite. We celebrate and highlight one of the, if not the best athlete in South Florida sports history. We also shed light on what it's been like since his retirement, and we kind of realize that another South Florida sports legend, his statistics aren't exactly what maybe some of us expected them to be. I take you back to March 13 of this year. March 13, the 25-year anniversary of number 13, Dan Marino, retiring. This is our way of honoring Dan Marino.
You know what happened on this day in South Florida sports? This is one of the most consequential days in South Florida sports history. You know what happened on this day in the year 2000?
Big Danny hung it up.
You are correct. Dan Marino hung it up on this day 25 years ago.
I watched the press conference this morning on Twitter. That's why I know.
I saw it too.
He did his press conference. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it too.
That was a bad man there.
I'm looking on Wikipedia. These are some of the quarterbacks Miami's had since and during Dan Marino's era. Because when he really was the starter, Kyle Mackey was the backup. Anybody remember him? Scott Mitchell, of course. Steve DeBerg. Yeah. Bernie Kosar. Craig Erickson from the U. Well, Bernie Kosar from the U. Craig Erickson as well was a backup. Damon Heward. I believe we talked about Brock Heward yesterday.
And Josh McCown for some reason. I don't know.
Then Jay Fiedler took over. There was Ray Lucas, Brian Greasy, A.J. Feely, Sage Rosenfels, Gus Frerotte, yep. Dante Culpepper, Joey Harrington, Cleo Lemon, Trent Green, John Beck, Tyler Thigpen, Matt Moore, Ryan Tannehill, Jay Cutler, Brock Osweiler, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Josh Rosen for a cup of coffee. Then came Tua. You've had Jacoby Brissett, Teddy Bridgewater, Skylar Thompson, Tyler Huntley, Tim Boyle. But, man, for you people who don't like Tua, if you just heard some of the names that I've mentioned to you, you better go deep into the thinking bank before you bring me your anti-Tua slander.
I think I counted 10 that I played with, and if you saw my head, I was shaking it no to some of them, because goodness gracious.
I always make this point, Hawk, but the list you just rattled off, I was 5 when Dan Marino retired.
That's all you know.
That's all I know. Like, think about that.
It is such a feudal. Now, I love Tua, and I think, like, if you had to rank, well, I can tell you. So, Pro Football Network ranked, according to them, the 10 greatest quarterbacks in Miami Dolphins history. Okay? Pro Football Network.
Yeah.
The 10 greatest quarterbacks in Miami Dolphins history. And when I give you number 10, you're going to realize how slim the pickings have been since Dan Marino. Because number 10 is Matt Moore.
Whoa.
The 10th best quarterback in Dolphins history. Again, according to Pro Football Network.
But
number 9,
but no, yeah. Backup.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, so backup quarterbacks. You're doing backup quarterbacks here. Gotcha.
Anyone who has played quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, Matt Moore did start some games. Ryan Fitzpatrick started some games.
Huh. Those guys make a top 10 list of Dolphins quarterbacks?
Did you just hear the list that Hawk read off?
Who got snubbed in the first two? Cleo Lemon?
Well, then... Jay Fiedler's number 3 then. Like, if I'm just extrapolating it all out. If Matt Moore, and by the way, I was one of those fools chanting for Matt Moore over Ryan Tannehill at the Hard Rock Stadium, but I was also drunk doing it. Like, if Matt Moore is considered a top 10 quarterback, and then Ryan Fitzpatrick, who had one good play against the Las Vegas Raiders that nobody was even in the stadium to witness, is a top 10 quarterback in Dolphins history, then there's no top 10 list. You started at 5.
Well, that's what I'm telling you for everyone who complains about Tua. You're out of your bleeping minds. It's the best quarterback we've seen since Dan Marino. There's no, I mean, that's out of the, that, like, that's not up for debate. You can debate whether Bob Greasy's better than Tua, whether Earl Morrill, Don Strock. But since Dan Marino, it's Dan Marino and Tua and everyone else. Like, those guys are head and shoulders above everyone else.
That's what I was going to say. Them old, the 70s guys, Greasy and Morrill and them, I'm wondering where they are on the list, if they're over two or not. But the 90s to 2025, Tua got all them dudes. I played with 10 of them.
Matt
Tua's
Moore, 10.
Better than those fellas.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, 9. David Woodley, 8. He was from the earlier era. Chad Pennington, 7. You played with Chad Pennington.
CP could go.
Jay Fiedler, 6. Earl Morrill, 5. Ryan Tannehill, 4. Tua, third best quarterback in Dolphins history. Bob Greasy, 2. And Dan Marino, 1.
I don't want to sound crazy, but Tua might got Bob Greasy.
I never really saw him play, so I don't know, and I didn't live down here then. So
this was a different style of football, but I don't know. Success. Bob had more success on the field, but just slinging that biscuit, spinning that thing. Bob wasn't spinning that thing like Tua was spinning that thing.
He won two.
Why'd you look
Super
shocked,
Bowls?
Solana? I said I've never seen Bob Gracie.
No. I'm saying like he was a starting quarterback for two Super Bowls, and he completed a pass. That to me already puts him ahead of Tua Tagovailoa.
That's what. So he should be over Dan because Dan has zero Super Bowls.
No, well, Dan Marino is
got you that way. He got you there.
No, he
got you there.
He didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't. Because Dan Marino for a decade plus was considered the best passer in the game and is still widely considered one of the greatest passers in the game. We're comparing apples to oranges.
You're describing Tua as well.
Okay. I'm not.
Solana, I'm not taking away anything from Bob. Tua's better at throwing a football than Bob Greasy was.
Right, but like that, no joke, that's the same thing as me saying Derrick Jones Jr. is a better basketball player than, you know, Dr. J.
Bob Cousy.
Which, it's ridiculous, right? It's ridiculous because of what those guys accomplished, but in theory, I might be right. Derrick Jones Jr. is 10 times the athlete than anybody those guys played back in the 50s and 60s.
But Dr. J played in the 70s and 80s. I'm not certain Dr. J is the right. But Bob Cousy is more a better example than that, because I would take Dr. J over Derrick Jones Jr. today.
Just Bob Greasy had a 56% completion percentage. Tua just set NFL records over 70. Bob averaged 2,600 yards a season. Tua hits 4,000 whenever he wants to.
But in fairness, you were literally allowed to drape yourself over a receiver to break up a pass.
There is a conversation. Yes. And Bob could get his helmet knocked off and throw it into the third row. And you had to worry about that. Tua gets flicked in the ear and they're going to call a 15-yard penalty. Different errors, but Bob's had more success than Tua.
That's unquestionable. Well, yeah.
He also had maybe the greatest running back duo in the history of the NFL in Mercury Morris and Larry Zonka. I mean, they're handing off the pigskin to them, Crowder. I'm sorry, but I mean, if Tua had Mercury Morris and Larry Zonka, I'd be cool with him only throwing for 2,500 yards.
Yeah, we have Kalen Ballage. Come on, man. Like,
A-Chan and Wright and Raheem.
Yeah, A-Chan and Wright.
Why are you laughing?
And KJ Britt.
Because now I'm down the wormhole of Bob Greasy. In two of his Super Bowls, he played. Two of his Super Bowls he played in, he was 8 for 11 and 6 of 7.
Stop it.
Like, is he winning the Super Bowl at 6 of 7?
Stop it. He threw seven passes an entire Super Bowl?
Yes.
Are you sure the page you're looking at loaded all the way?
Washington Super Bowl at Washington, 8 of 11 versus Minnesota, 6 of 7. Super Bowl, 12 of 23.
Very different era.
Bob Greasy didn't even play during that 72 season in the regular season. He got hurt. I think, wasn't it Earl Morrill?
It was Earl Morrill.
Who was a starting quarterback, and then they pulled poor Earl Morrill in the playoffs. They put Greasy back in there, and he ended up winning like the AFC Championship game and the Super Bowl.
That's why Earl's on the list, because Earl could play, and they had to replace him when Greasy got hurt, yeah.
At least his stats show up. Remember, Hawk, we tried to look up Crowder stats in that cold weather game in Cincinnati or in Kansas City. You didn't even have an ant tackle in that game. Not one.
There's more proof that Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in a game, and there's no proof than you actually having played in that game in Kansas City you say you played in.
I was taking on some blockers. I was turning it back inside. I was a contained guy.
So was Bob Greasy in the Super Bowl.
So by Crowder's breakdown, Garo Yepremian, who is a Dolphins kicker, is greater to Dolphins 72-73 back-to-back title lore than Bob Greasy? That's your take. You want to sign that take?
That's not my take. No, I'm not talking about lore and Super Bowl success. I'm talking about, is Bob Greasy a better quarterback than Tua Tagovailoa? And I would say 8 of 11 in the Super Bowl is a little different.
Yeah, it's a pretty good percentage, completion percentage, to be quite honest.
88 yards.
This feels like it's not right. Is this right?
No, I gotta go to 73 Super Bowl. This
can't be. When did the NFL implement like the shotgun? Didn't the Dallas Cowboys do that? They're the first team to.
Yeah, it was Roger Staubach. Yeah.
When was that?
That'd be in the 70s. I mean, yeah, there was a shotgun in the 70s because Roger Staubach and Danny White, I mean, those were 70s, early 80s. I think they ran a very conservative offense, the Dolphins.
I'm on Wikipedia. 8 of 11 for 88 yards, one touchdown, one interception.
How many total yards did they have in the Super Bowl?
They had 184 rushing yards and 88 receiving yards.
People took the under.
They ran the ball 37 times. They threw the ball 11.
That's what Wanstead was trying to get back to with Ricky.
They were leading on Bob. It's crazy. Looking at these old games, it's crazy.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Socrates once said, you don't know what your body can do until it does it.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Final segment before we reach the final hour of the 4th of July Best of Spectacular right here on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show. Appreciate everybody who's been listening live, tuned in with us, or listening on the pod. We still got one more hour left, including this segment as well. So about an hour and change before the end of the program. And still got a lot more laughs in store for you. Starting right now. This segment, shocker, has to do with food. I imagine 4th of July, holiday weekend, people are out, hopefully drinking responsibly, and Taco Bell drive-thru probably going to be packed all weekend long. And this segment has to do with Taco Bell. I was out drinking responsibly, and I got an Uber, went to Taco Bell, and I ordered the item we're going to talk about here. And all I could think about was, man, I can't wait for Monday so that I can tell Hawk and Crowder about this food item. And that's pretty much my life nowadays, waiting to talk to Hawk and Crowder about my meal at Taco Bell. But here we go. This is another edition of the Hawkman and Crowder Best of on July 4th. Crowder, how come you didn't tell us Lane Kiffin was taking shots at Carson Beck on the pivot?
Why don't you give us a heads up on that one? That one thing went viral.
I did.
You did?
No, I said it did. I don't know. I don't go on that stuff.
Yeah, the Lane Kiffin comments about the Canes gave Carson Beck $4 million. Did they see his game against us? That was going viral all weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Yeah, I was at a basketball tournament in Orlando. Mm. Yeah, I was playing in the pool, you know.
You hit White Castle? Orlando? I got a White Castle there.
No, man. We were at a nice hotel. Regency something. Yeah, man. I was enjoying myself.
Never too, too nice for a little White Castle slider.
No. They had a little break. They make you breakfast fresh and you can watch them. Mm.
I went to White Castle. Do you remember that in New York City when I was there last summer? I went to go watch Uruguay in the Copa America. It was like 2 in the morning, happened to be a block away from a White Castle. I think I sent you guys a video.
I didn't even know that there was White Castle in New York.
Yeah, yeah. And walked into White Castle. I had just had 99-cent pizza, a little hammered.
Yeah.
And, man, I've never felt so much shame as I did walking out of that White Castle after downing those burgers and the French fries. Like, it was fine, but There was something a little shameful.
It's part of the
about
fun.
It.
That's part of the fun is the shame that you feel when you eat at White Castle because you know it's kangaroo meat.
Hmm.
It ain't no cow. I don't know what it is. That little hard piece of slice.
Man, it was good though, huh? I haven't had White Castle. I don't think in 20 years.
Crystal is better than White Castle.
Crystal, they used to have one down here in Fort Lauderdale, but that's been gone forever. Probably still have them like up in Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta has Crystal. It was one down the street from my house.
There's one in Orlando. Remember we had Dr. Chuck. Wasn't he in Orlando when he went through the Crystal drive-through like four times in a row?
Crystal is 10 times better than White Castle, but the damn Harold and Kumar movies blew up White Castle.
Mm. Wow, White Castle was popular. Way more popular than Crystal before then. I mean, White Castle was the spot you go in to get a sack of 20. I mean, come on, the time White of your Castle. Life.
Garbage.
Man, a sack of 20 is disgusting, bro. I'm just
sack
thinking
of 20, of- right? I mean, you go in and it's like, yeah, give me a sack of 20. Like, oh, you're getting food for the office? No. What? What office? What office?
Eat a burger like a chicken nugget. That doesn't make you feel nasty.
It's so gross. Just eat them like they're peanuts. Yeah. A burger. Burger, burger, burger.
Actually, now that we're speaking of fast food, I have an admission, and I've waited to reveal this.
You were going to tell us a story, by the way, Friday about something in the bathroom, and you never got to it.
Yeah, I'd rather not revisit that.
All right.
Let's run it back. Just tell us both stories.
Let us know if you think of it later.
Okay. So I've done the research on this, and I've waited and thought long and hard if my decision is correct. And I've investigated. I've gone through all the proper channels.
This sounds important. I like this. Yeah. This is what we're here for, listeners. This sounds like this is going to be something very important.
Yeah. I have done the research. I have put time and money and effort into this conclusion.
Okay.
The best fast food item, without a doubt, is the cheesy gordita crunch from Taco Bell.
Doesn't make sense.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
It's silly.
What is it? Well, if you say cheesy gordita crunch, I'll punch you in the face.
Well, it's a taco. What,
it's a taco?
It's a hard shell taco with a soft shell taco on the outside. So you're getting the best of both worlds.
That's the gordita. I don't think I've ever had that.
The cheesy gordita crunch.
And there's something in between the two shells?
Cheese.
Okay. So the hard shell is filled with whatever taco fillings you want.
It's a taco, but it's almost like a bigger taco. You know, you have the hard shell taco and then the soft shell taco. They could probably just fit in the palm of your hand. Cheese or gordita crunch is, you know, it would fit in both hands. It's a bigger taco.
A taco that fits in the palm.
Let me break it down because he's put time, effort, and research and money into this.
This is serious.
It's a big as hard taco with a cheese quesadilla slapped on the outside.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Well, why do
it
you
sound? It sounds delicious. It can't be the greatest fast food item in the history of fast food.
Why?
Because it's cutesy.
Solana.
It's cutesy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, the best fast food item has to be a traditional fast food item.
Why?
You know what I mean? I love
spicy chicken sandwich.
Enough McDonald's spicy chicken sandwich. They don't even have one. It's not. It can't be the best. They don't even have one. I love the Wendy's baked potato. I'm not going to tell you it's the best fast food
You're
item.
Comparing potato to a taco.
Yeah, because yours isn't a taco. It's a gordita. It's a cute little spin-off of a taco. You know what I mean? Like, it's too cutesy to be the best item ever. If you say a Taco Bell taco is the best fast food item ever, I'll give you that. Like, I'll have that conversation. I'm not having the conversation about the gordita.
So you don't even consider it a contender?
Mm-mm.
It's a cutesy item. It's cutesy.
But you never had it, though.
You know, I love the McRib, but that's a cutesy item. It's once in a while. Is gordita on the menu 24/7?
It's probably their most popular item.
You're making that up.
Yeah, well, that's
silly. But it is year-round.
That is 100% made up, yes. But like Crunchwrap Supreme.
But it has to.
Bean Burrito or Burrito Supreme. Cheesy Gordita Crunch. And I think the Cheesy Gordita Crunch is the most consistent Taco Bell meal. Like, it always hits. And I'm thinking about McDonald's. I'm thinking about Burger King. I'm thinking about Chick-fil-A. And I don't think there's something that consistently hits any time of the day like the Cheesy Gordita Crunch. I'm sorry. I just don't think there's anything that hits like that.
To say it's the best, it has to be a staple.
That's my point, right?
Yeah, cheesy gordita is not a staple,
right? Is it seasonal?
How many times do I have to tell you? No, this is available 24/7 at Taco Bell.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
100%.
Yeah, I'm not.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, go to Burger King. You got the Whopper. You got the Dave single. You got the.
If you go to Burger King, you're going for the oval chicken sandwich, and that's it.
No,
if you're in there
you're
for any other
going
reason,
the
you
oblong. The oblong.
Oblong. Yeah.
So no, are y'all listen now?
Isn't
are y'all telling me?
I think it's an oval.
No, it's not an oval because it has flat sides. Ovals don't have flat sides.
It doesn't have flat sides.
It does. It has flat sides with a curvature edge. It's like a little plank.
I think it's got curved sides, almost like a surfboard.
An oval's like an egg, and egg's an oval.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's the egg shaped chicken sandwich.
It's not.
That's what I call it.
It has flat sides with a curved edge. You're telling me that the plank at Burger King is better than the spicy chicken at McDonald's?
No, I'm telling you, if you go to Burger King, you better be getting the egg-shaped chicken sandwich, because if you're there for anything else, you need your head examined.
Flat edges.
I don't think it does.
Hawk, I know it does, because I hate it, and I ate it when I was little, and I hated it then.
Jimmy, call Burger King and ask them to describe the shape of their original chicken sandwich, please.
Jim, we got to run this back, Jimmy, because last time you did this, this was great.
Please. Please, Jimmy. I was thinking of sending you there, but I think it's better just to have you call.
Jimmy, real.
Do we have the sound of when he called?
No, because I wasn't here that day.
Right.
So it just kind of got lost in the ether. But
did you ever hear his phone call?
I did.
Where was it? Sizzler, I think.
Sizzler.
The Sizzler.
Here we go. I got a Burger King. We can do this right now. Burger King. Here, pick up the phone, Jimmy. It's fine. We won't do it over the air. I don't think that's legal.
Yeah. But. Yeah. Just go. We'll just listen to you talking to them.
305.
Yeah. Call Burger and just ask him, what is the exact shape of? Is it that's the original chicken sandwich?
I think it's called the original.
The original chicken sandwich. What is the shape of the original chicken sandwich?
And then if they kind of hem and haw, say, well, is it an oval or is it oblong?
Oblong, you know the word.
Yeah.
All right, it's ringing. This is the Burger King, by the way, on Washington Avenue in Miami Beach.
Oh, this will go well. Can't imagine that they haven't answered their phone this quickly. I mean, I can't imagine Burger King has a phone.
They're not answering.
What is Burger King doing on the phone?
They've been saying hello for 10 seconds. Jimmy's just going to act like nothing's happening.
There's no Jimmy already hung up the phone. He's like, nope, nobody there. Never there.
They're probably wondering, Jimmy, how did they get this number?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, when do you think the last time the phone rang at a Burger King?
Because you don't have to ask if they're open. You can look online.
Yeah, and you know that they're open. And if they're not open, something's going to be open down the street. Like, you know, the phone, it probably startled somebody at Burger King, the phone ringing. I'll put his microphone up just in case they answer.
Yeah, Jimmy, all you're doing is you're just asking them what the shape of the original chicken sandwich is.
Yeah.
No, leave your mic on so we can hear what you say.
Right, but is he even listening to the phone? Because it seems like he has the phone at his chin, the part where you put your to your ear.
He got it flipped the wrong way.
Man,
nothing.
This is a fourth BK we try too. Crazy.
Yeah. What I mean, what Burger King, honestly, what Burger King is answering their phone?
I don't know. Somebody that wants to be successful.
You just answered your own question.
Call the one on Griffin and Flamingo. They just rebuilt.
All right. Anything else in the headlines, Solana? Go ahead, Jimmy. You're off the hook.
Did you leave?
You gave it a
mail?
Shot, Jimmy.
No, it kept on ringing, and then it gave me a busy tone.
Jimmy, you have a cold?
A little one.
Yeah. Oh, Solana, you're in trouble. He sounds stuffed up, man.
I've been ripping him for the past 2 hours for even coming in today. Yeah.
Can grown men have a little cold?
Yeah, he's got a cold, man.
Like, what does a little cold mean?
Go home, Jimmy. There he goes. That's all he needed to hear.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I think we need to implement every day on this show 4 o'clock, clotted butter, and scone.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.